It's time now for some of the letters to the evening news. As usual, there's no shortage of views from the paper's readers, as you can imagine. The proposed development plans for the old Coleman site is the subject for Peter Prinsley of Norwich. He says, "I was very interested to read about the proposed redevelopment of the Coleman industrial site and the riverfront between the Trouse Swing Bridge and the A147 football bridge. Let's do everything to make sure that the planners incorporate a cycle track along the riverfront with a crossing at the swing bridge, which would create a continuous riverside cycle track from Norwich City Centre to Whitlingham Country Park. What a brilliant thing this would be for locals and tourists alike."
Another view on this comes from Tom Fox of Norwich. "Outline plans for thousands of new homes are being considered at the former Coleman's mustard site, Deal Ground and Development Area. This would bring thousands more cars into the east of Norwich, where authorities failed to complete the outer ring road, so that outer and inner ring roads run together between Harvey Lane and King Street. Traffic is particularly heavy at peak periods and on football match days. Air pollution here is now only just below the maximum level recommended by the WHO. Councils should prioritise our health. Traffic calming schemes in the city are a waste of public money if decisions are not taken which will actually reduce the number of cars on the road." Tom Fox, Railway Cottages, Norwich.
John Murray of Norwich is worried about the increasing assumption that the rapid advances in technology and its equipment are accessible and used by everyone. He says, "I'm very alarmed to realise that there seems to be an increasing assumption that if or when vaccination passports are introduced, they will almost certainly be as an app on a smartphone. Many of us do not have smartphones, either because we can't afford one or just don't want one, perhaps not comfortable with the technology. There's a danger that we could be in the near future potentially excluded from normal social activities just through our failure to embrace the technological gadgetry. The increasing demand for us to be dependent on the latest technology is discriminatory. Those at most disadvantage tend to be the elderly or least well off, a principle which also applies to the demand in many places that we use cards instead of cash. Those who advocate policies of this kind seem to have very little consideration for the welfare and needs of everyone who may be affected by their decisions, especially people at the lower end of the social scale. When restaurants, theatres, art galleries, gyms and swimming pools are at least reopened, will those of us who for one reason or another do not have access to the necessary smartphone technology be banned from these venues?"
Gary Parkins of Norwich voices his gratitude to Radio Norfolk. "As the anniversary of the COVID lockdown is upon us, I would just like to thank the local media for their reassuring presence on our screens and airways. Never before have we needed them so much. For the lonely isolating at home, they've been a lifesaver for many. Crews at BBC Look East and Anglia TV, many thanks. To see the familiar faces of the presenters has been reassuring. Local radio too have played a big part. BBC Radio Norfolk worked very hard this year to help keep up all engaged. I want to thank the whole team, but pick out Rob Butler for a special mention. As well as filling in for isolating colleagues, Rob would often do the 6 to 10pm stint as well. Being a very listenable and skilled presenter with interesting guests and talking about things other than Norwich City, well done, Rob. I'm sure I speak for many Norfolk people when I say thank you to the local media. You really do make a difference."
Finally, a lighter touch from Bill Walno of Swanton Morley. He says, "I agree with Anne English in the way that Boar has always been pronounced by Norfolk dialect speakers. Having been raised in Norfolk until I spent some time working in Ipswich and Felixstowe in my 20s, I'd only heard it pronounced to rhyme with Moor. There, it was pronounced Buh to rhyme with But. shortened by a glottal stop, i.e. with no T. Another slight difference I noticed was in the Suffolk pronunciation of go. There it almost sounded like goo. I wonder if others have found the same when in the company of Suffolk dialect speakers.